I was curious, just coming out of the game Sunday, you know, what did you leave there feeling good about offensively, and what maybe is atop your list, Josh, to say offensively this just gonna have to be better.
Well, we really made an emphasis on improving some things in the running game last week. Definitely wanted to be physical and try to establish ourselves at the line of scrimmage. We knew we were going to have to. We talked about being very productive on first down last week because we needed to put ourselves in some good second and third down situations. And I thought that for the most part, we saw a lot of improvement in terms of double teams and eliminating some penetration at the line of scrimmage, which is always important. And I believe we ended up with only one negative run in 37 attempts, which if you can do that, generally you're going to stay ahead on down and distance when you're running the football, which is a big key for us. So we definitely tried to do that, but the guys really had a good week of practice and improved in that area. I think that, we missed a couple short yardage opportunities, which anytime you can get, yourself into a third and one type situation, you really want to convert on those opportunities because you don't get them very often. So we're going to have to be better there, and we can do better. But those situations, certainly, if you can convert them, they give you another set of downs, and who knows what those drives lead to. But, we missed a couple opportunities there. There's always other things, but I'd say the number one thing that stood out to me was the penalties. The times where we hurt ourselves and put ourselves in really long yarded situations, it's just going to be tough to overcome those. And the players know that. We've addressed it, and we're going to continue to try to coach it hard. And I know they're going to do everything they can to try to eliminate those mistakes and then continue to put ourselves in better down and distance situations as we go forward here.
Josh, I think you kind of touched on the end there. What I was going to ask you was about the penalties related to the third and longs you guys found yourselves in. So just shifting gears, Charles Woodson's 37 and still playing in the NFL. And what have you seen from him on tape thus far, and kind of an amazing thing to be playing that position at his age, I would guess?
Yeah, I almost played against Charles in high school. Long time ago, we were going to in the playoffs, and one of us lost. I don't remember what it was, but he's obviously been doing it for an incredibly long time at an elite level, and he still is. He's got great instincts and awareness. He's still got quickness and speed. Obviously, he's going to have great ball skills if he has a chance. He made a great play on a ball in the Jet game for a turnover. He's so savvy. He knows kind of what you can tell that he knows what's coming based on formation sometimes. And we're going to have to do a great job of identifying where he's at and really being mindful of his presence in the secondary, because he's certainly capable of making a lot of big plays.
Hey, Josh, you touched on the penalties, and that's kind of what I wanted to ask you about as well. Maybe specifically we'll go with the rub routes. Is it just me, or does it seem like those kind of pick plays are getting flagged more than they have been in the past? So I guess how do you try to go about getting what you want without drawing the referee's attention?
We're trying to do the best we can. I mean, everybody runs crossing patterns, and everybody runs bunch routes and quote unquote pick plays. And sometimes you do a great job of executing it, and there's really nothing to be called. And other times, it happens to be some contact. And we got to do a better job of trying to coach our guys. I think our guys do a great job of trying to execute exactly what we're asking of them. But we got to coach it better and avoid those kind of mistakes, because they can be. It's the difference between a great play and a minus 10, because it's a penalty, and we certainly don't want to incur any of those. So we got to do a better job. I got to do a better job of communicating that to our guys and trying to get us to do anything like that legally. We're not trying to ever try to bend the rules or break the rules there. We're just trying to hopefully have an opportunity to win, you know, versus some tight coverage.
Just sort of to follow up on that, then, is there what can you do on a play like that? You mentioned the pick play kind of play. Can you maybe try to get to someone's way without contact, and that would be okay, as opposed to actually making contact, which would draw the flag? Is that what you would try to maybe do?
I think anytime you're talking about tight coverage and you have more than one receiver in that specific area, if you can force any kind of hesitation or delay in the cover player, you know, to run to his coverage or to track his receiver, if you will, that's really what we're talking about. I mean, it's not very complicated in terms of what you're attempting to do. You're just trying to get space for somebody. And you know, if you go in there and block somebody, obviously it's going to get called, or most of the time it's going to get called. And then, you know, if you go in there and don't, you know, then you have an opportunity to execute whatever it is you're choosing to do. And again, let's give the defense credit a lot of times too, because you know they have an opportunity to have an impact on those plays too. I mean, they try to cover tight. Sometimes you get an opportunity to do that, and sometimes you don't. So, you know, like I said, we can coach it better, and our guys are certainly trying to do what we're asking them to do.
Thank you, Stacy. How you doing, Josh? Thanks for taking our call today.
Good, Ben.
Good. So, question about the wide receivers. You got a couple of veteran guys in Amendola and LaFell who have a track record of some production in the NFL. Amendola is even a guy you had in St. Louis for a year. And then through the first two games, Tom is just really not looking their way at all. I don't think LaFell was even targeted last game, and Amendola only once or twice. So just where's the disconnect there? How come these veteran guys just can't you know, get on the same page as the Tom Brady?
I don't think it's a lack of communication or lack of being on the same page. I think a lot of times, I mean, first of all, we only threw the ball, whatever it was, 21 times or whatever it was the other day. You know, and many of those were in two receiver type settings and or came out quick and three-step drops and those kind of things. And sometimes the coverage dictates, a lot of times the coverage dictates where the ball goes. I don't think it was a case of Tom misreading the coverage, mm-hmm. looking any specific direction. You know, we have all our guys in the pattern, and Tom's capable of reading the coverage out and throwing it to the right guy, and always does a great job of that. Sometimes that means the ball's going to go certain places more than others. And, you know, there's always a place you start with your read, and you know, sometimes if the guy happens to be open right away, then, you know, you don't need to go any further. But we always will try to be balanced and distribute the ball to all of our skill players. We feel like we have capable tight ends, capable receivers, capable backs, and it never is our intention to go into the game and, you know, throw the ball to you know, just one or two guys in a particular situation. So. No, I would expect those guys have got a great attitude. Everybody has, and sometimes, you know, you start one way, but it definitely it's a long season, and there's a lot of opportunities left, and I'm sure, you know, the ball will get thrown a lot of different directions here as we go forward.
You hear a lot around town that Amendola hasn't earned Tom Brady's trust. Is that fair to Danny?
I mean, I don't know anything about that. I mean, I think Danny's shown that he can be a obvious contributor in our offense. He did it last year and played through some different things and came up huge for us in a number of situations and a number of games. So I have a lot of confidence in Danny. I have a lot of confidence in all our receivers and tight ends and backs in the passing game. And I would anticipate that, you know, like I said, we'll go forward and the ball will get distributed to a lot of those guys. They can do a lot of good things with it.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Josh, just wondering, earlier, you know, Bill was talking about needing to be better balanced all around, and you talked about the need to you know, improve the running game last week. What is there what is the balance point in run pass in the offense, Josh? Is there a set you have to say, okay, we really need to do this each game?
I think each game is different. I mean, certainly you don't want to become predictable. I think you want to be able to hand the ball to your running backs and block people effectively and allow the runner to make yards. I think that's a very simple way to move the football and be productive on offense. We're never going to go into a game and want to become one-dimensional or predictable with what we're doing. Whatever the percentage is, I don't know. We don't have a specific number in mind. I know that, certainly the circumstances in each game are different. if you're fortunate enough to get a lead, sometimes that changes things. If you're unfortunate enough to fall behind, that can certainly change things in the other direction too, as it did in the second half in Miami. So we just want to try to use all of our skilled players that can do good things with the ball. We want to allow our linemen and tight end fullbacks to be aggressive and physical and block people in the running game. I think that's really a great, if you're trying to measure how tough you are, you certainly offensively need to be able to run the football. And I know that's been something that's always been a goal of ours, is to try to be a tough, smart offense. And that really starts with your ability to run the football. So we're going to try to be balanced each week, and hopefully we can maintain that as the year goes on.
Two final questions. We have Karen Garigian and Mark Daniels. Go ahead, Karen.
Rob Gronkowski had fewer snaps this week as opposed to the first week. Are you basically trying to work him in and work him back up to speed? Is it just kind of the process of, getting him back, from his injury as he tries to turn back into the old Gronk?
I think Rob's he's making strides each week, in terms of what he's been able to do for us in practice and on the field and during the games. I think a little bit of it last week was situationally based. We used Cameron Fleming a little bit more in last week's game, and just in some different situations, we did that, because we wanted to add a little size and so on and so forth. So that dictated some different personnel groupings on the field. But I think Rob's doing a good job. He's really working hard. Again, these are his first two opportunities to get out there in a game this year. And I think every opportunity we have is just a better day and improve on where he's at and where we're at offensively and just get him get him involved in different things and played him on some different situations this week than we did the last week too. So feel good about Rob and where he's going, and look forward to this week.
What have been your thoughts on the evolution and improvements of James Devlin?
Well, James, we got James here, and he was he had a defensive background in college and played fullback, in Cincinnati, and really all we've seen from James is hard work, committed to our program and doing things our way, intelligent player, selfless, does anything we ask him to do, plays a tough physical style for us, and has been able to fill in multiple roles. I mean, we've used him in the running game, the passing game. He's caught passes for us. He's protected the passer. He does a lot of different things for us. So a valuable guy for us to have, a great person for us in our room, because he's always well prepared, works extremely hard in practice, sets a great example for the younger players. And we have a lot of confidence in James, that he, whatever role we put him in, that he's going to be able to do it and do it effectively to help us win games.